أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فعقروا الناقة وعتوا عن أمر ربهم وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من المرسلين. فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين. فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين. Sadaqallahul Azim. We've discussed from ayah number 77 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about this Nabi of Allah Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam going to the people of Thamud, or he was from the people of Thamud. He invited his people towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The discussion we had begun a few days before was that they did not accept, and they said to him that he should bring this camel out from the Mount of Katiba, and if and when it comes, then they will bring iman. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, and this is a very important lesson we learn from this Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he, after taking the pledges of the people of iman, he had performed 2 rakat salat, and he made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, O Allah, bring this camel that they want, a pregnant she-camel of 10 months old. Let it come out from this mountain of Katiba that they so desire and they so wish. And hence, a few moments thereafter, after he had completed his dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought this camel. A noise, a sound was heard from the side of the mountain like a tremor, and this camel had emerged. Now the camel in itself that Allah ta'ala describes in these ayat and in other ayats of the Quran, Naqatullah, was a very huge camel. And when it went out onto the grazing field, then the other animals became afraid of it. On the one hand, a group of people accepted iman and Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam when they witnessed this miraculous occurrence. There were others also that accepted, but then the chiefs of the tribes began to say to them, to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, discourage them from bringing iman. And there were those that had brought iman and left iman. So now there were basically 3 groups. One group that had never brought iman, one group that brought iman and left, and there was this group that remained with Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam right till the end. Nonetheless, when this camel would go out and the other animals, seeing its very features, its size, etc., they would become afraid and they would leave the grazing lands, which obviously caused a problem for the people, because now the animals were not able to eat. So there was this difficulty that they were having in their hearts. The second thing was that there was one well, and Allah's hukam was that this camel will drink from that one well on one day, and then the people and their animals will drink on the other day. When this camel will drink the one day, it will finish up, exhume all the waters, and there would be no water for anyone in any way. And hence, that became another difficulty. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, in that disbelief of the people, Allah's rahmat was such that this animal will give out milk on each day of water. The other people couldn't get water, and the milk would be so much in abundance that whatever their water containers would be, their water containers will get filled with milk. And then the other day, one day they'll have milk, one day they'll have water. But this was not good enough for the people. When Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam had seen that his people are not going to accept this animal for very long, they're not going to tolerate it, he understood the psycho of his people. So he began to tell them that leave this animal for whatever it is here by your request. And again we learn another lesson that sometimes we ask from Allah Ta'ala, and maybe what we ask for Allah Ta'ala is something that we cannot take ourselves. And this was the situation. And when he apprehended that these people may interfere with the animal, kill the camel, he began to plead with them not to do so. Otherwise, then the adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come. Shaitan has his own plot. It comes in a narration that Shaitan had used two women that were very beautiful in the community, and they offered themselves as a challenge that whoever kills this animal will get one of those two women. So in the one narration, it was two individuals, but in most of the narrations, it was a person by the name of Qadr. This Qadr or Qadr was one of the most wicked people amongst them. It comes in a narration, once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Do you know who is the most wicked people of the people of the past?" He said, "I do not know." He said, "That is the person by the name of Qadr. And who is the most wicked person in my ummah?" Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "I do not know." He said, "That person is the person that will kill you, Maljam, that will assassinate you. He is the most wicked in my ummah." And hence, they had decided then to kill the animal. In the one narration, one shot the arrow. There was one person that shot the arrow, Mizda' was his name. He shot an arrow, and this Qadr then slaughtered the animal, or he hamstrung the animal first, and then he slaughtered the animal. In doing so, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam had the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Now you have done the most wicked of all deeds, that this animal was the Naqatullah, it was from Allah, it was your own request, you didn't bring Iman, and hence Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam then announced the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that tomorrow on Thursday, this all happened on a Wednesday, tomorrow on Thursday, the first sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that your faces will turn yellow, it will turn pale. And then on Friday, those faces will turn red. And then on Saturday, it will blacken. And then the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon you. And the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come, inshallah, will continue. So Allah ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَى. That a rajfa, rajfa is an earthquake, got hold of them thereafter. In some ayat, Allah ta'ala used the word sa'iqa, which refers to a screeching sound from the skies, and ulama said both that had happened, and فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ, and they had become by the morning on their faces all flattened. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this short ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes very briefly how they disbelieved in Allah, they interfered with the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response to it. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.